The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Q Who. This is episode 213, and I'm your host, John Russell. This is the quintessential Whovian podcast, where we talk about classic Doctor Who, and we review products, and we talk about missing episodes, existing episodes, anything from the first eight Doctors we talk about. And that's what we're going to do today, is talk about some classic Who, all the way back to the William Hartnell era. At the end of season one, there was a story called The Reign of Terror. It was a historical. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, know something about the story, even if you haven't seen it. There's an audiobook that's been released recently in the UK. Hasn't been released in the US yet, but I did manage to pick it up from a UK retailer and have it shipped over here, and have had a chance to listen to it, and now I want to review it. I would have loved to have gotten it in time to have included this commentary about it, this review of the audiobook, for the previous episode of Q Who, where I finished my discussion on my watch through and listen through of season one of Doctor Who. But it wasn't to be. But this just gives me the chance to go ahead and focus only on this audiobook. I'm not going to talk about my watch through of season two just yet. I'm going to hold that off for a few weeks, I think. And there's a lot coming up and a lot going on in my personal life. So, yeah, we might take a little break after this episode for a week or two. And then I'll come back and we'll discuss, you know, whatever is topical at the time. Or maybe I will get on with my season two discussion. But in the meantime, yeah, I just wanted to do a short episode of Q Who today to cover my review of the audiobook of The Reign of Terror, which was written by Ian Martyr and read by Jamie Glover. Now, I really do enjoy Ian Martyr's work on the novelizations. He did several for the Target Range. Some were really good and some were not as good. But as for The Reign of Terror, this is a really good novelization. He didn't stray too far from the story. He didn't expand too much on it. If he did expand, it was, you know, just to sort of flesh some things out. But he really brings the story across and the characterization across. And I think maybe this being a historical story and being a lost story, at least partially lost, he probably decided to stick a little bit closer to the script, which, you know, I applaud, especially back in those days in the 80s when this came out. I definitely applauded it when the writers of the novels stuck real close to the script, because we didn't have those stories to enjoy in any form. We hadn't yet had telesnap reconstructions and things like that. We didn't have the audio recordings. All we had were these Target novels, and they were precious. So when it came to the missing episodes, I really wanted them to stay pretty close to the scripts. Nowadays, I don't mind it when they expand things. Like The Edge of Destruction, Nigel Robinson really expanded that script. He really went in more in depth and gave us a lot more background information, added scenes and so forth, and it really helped the story. As for this one, Ian Martyr does stick fairly close to the to the script, and it's kind of to its benefit. He really brings it across in a very vivid way and a very enjoyable way. I remember enjoying this book way back in the 80s when I first read it, but to hear it being read now by Jamie Glover, it's really come alive. I really am in, I have been enjoying listening to his telling of it, his reading of it. So it adds a whole new dimension. And of course, the great thing about these BBC audiobooks is they actually add music and sound effects here and there, and to help bring it alive even more. And this one, I think, is one of the better ones. Certainly one of the better ones I've heard recently. It's really, really good. And so I can highly recommend it. It brings across a story that I thought was pretty interesting to begin with, and kind of makes it even more interesting. So in some ways, I like the novelization even better than the televised story, which, of course, we only have four episodes of. Episodes 4 and 5 are sadly currently missing from the archives, but they did animate them several years ago. It was one of the early animations, too. And as I discussed in the last episode of Q Who, that's kind of a maligned animation within fandom circles, and it's, I think, undeserved, because I will say it again. I said it before, I'll say it again. It's my favorite of all the animations, because I think it is the closest one to reality. It's the closest one to actually recreating these lost episodes. There's just one little scene, one little sequence, and one little scene where things kind of went off the rails for a minute, where they did some really fast cuts and tight close-ups and things, and it was just a little bit odd and jarring, but and it's kind of fogged the perception of it, I think, by a lot of fans. And so based on that quick snippet, they judged the entire animation, and I don't think that's fair. It was a wonderful animation, and it deserves our love, and it deserves our appreciation, and we're lucky to have it, and it helps to fill in season one a bit. So I think it was wonderful, but that's neither here nor there, because we're here to talk about the audiobook, which I think is wonderful. It brings the story to life in a way that even the episodes and even that animation didn't quite accomplish. So it's a story I really like. You don't hear a lot about the Reign of Terror, and I don't know if it's highly regarded in fan circles or not, but and maybe it's just overlooked, and I think sometimes it's overlooked because the impression that people get is that that animation is poor, and it's not. It's a really good animation, apart from that one short sequence. It's a story that's just isn't talked about much, isn't necessarily highly regarded, and I think it deserves to be. It's one of those that I kind of wish they would actually find the other two episodes, even though as much as I love the animations, I wish they'd find those two episodes and at least and complete the story, and then people might be able to watch the whole thing and appreciate it more, because I think it deserves to be appreciated more. Because it's a better story than a lot of people seem to feel, and it, you know, it also gets lost because it's a historical, and a lot of the historicals aren't looked upon as favorably as they should. I love the historicals; they're amongst my favorite stories, especially in the Hartnell era. And I think they only did one true historical during the Troughton era, which is the Highlanders, and that's a wonderful story. So, but you don't hear much about a lot of these historicals, except for people who just say, oh, I don't like historicals, they bore me, blah, blah, blah. This one isn't boring. It uses its six episodes well, and it uses six episodes to its advantage. And it's a lively story. It paces along really good. There's you know, it's an interesting point in history. You really feel the tension within the story. You really, you know, a lot of times you're nervous for the characters because you don't, you know, even though you do know, because we've seen it, you know, so many times over the years, we know the heroes are going to make it out. And, you know, and it's Doctor Who from 1964. We knew nobody was probably going to die. At that point, they had killed off any major characters. So you kind of knew things were going to work out in the end. But even so, it brings the tension. It really brings the tension. So you're nervous for these characters the entire run of the story. And you're just... You kind of think in the back of your mind, are they going to get out of this? Are they going to get out of this? Are they going to get out of this unscathed? And largely, I don't think they do get out of it unscathed, but I think it strengthens their characters and their relationships. I think this one kind of solidifies that first TARDIS team's relationship more than probably any other story. And, you know, it makes sense. It's right at the end of season one, so we should get over a certain hump at that point to where this TARDIS crew, this unit, is tight-knit from this point on. And even though it started with the Doctor landing there to sort of throw Ian and Barbara off the ship because he has a disagreement with Ian at the end of the Sensorites and take something he says the wrong way, even though it starts that way, the great thing about it is it, by the end of it, they're such a close-knit family group now, and that's how you feel about it. And it really, you know, it just brings the whole thing together. It brings the TARDIS crew together. And as a viewer, it's very satisfying. As a reader, it's very satisfying. As a listener, it's very satisfying for things to end that way. And you know, it's just a culmination of a whole season's worth of adventures to have these characters to come together and feel like a family at last. And so for that, I think the Reign of Terror has a lot of value. And probably for me, for season one, it's probably my second favorite story. Of course, we all know Marco Polo is my favorite. But, you know, as strong as stories like the Daleks and the Aztecs are, Marco Polo and the Reign of Terror, despite being historicals, they do more for the bonding of this TARDIS crew than any other stories within the season, with the possible exception of The Edge of Destruction, which I think brings them together by the end because it's the one that flings them further apart during the process of it. But by the end of that two episodes, they're starting to appreciate each other just a little bit. And but by the end of the Reign of Terror, they really are coming together as sort of a family unit, as it were. And I really love that about this story. I love the adventure of the story. I think the guest cast is really good, really strong. And yeah, it just all comes together, and it's the novelization is beautifully written, and kind of brings all the strengths to this of the story, you know, together even better. It makes it mesh even better. So Ian Martyr did a wonderful job. One of his better novelizations, I would say. So yeah, I give the audiobook for Reign of Terror a solid 4 out of 5 TARDISes. I think it's wonderful, and you should pick up the CD and give it a listen as well. It's absolutely worth having. It's absolutely worth listening to. And I think Jamie Glover was a splendid reader. They usually pick, you know, someone from the TARDIS crew, like Carol Ann Ford or William Russell to read these. And when I first heard they were releasing this, I was hoping it was going to be William Russell because I really love his readings. But having listened to Jamie Glover, who has absolutely nothing to do with Doctor Who, I still think he actually did a really fine job reading this Target novelization. So, yeah, go out and pick that up. You really should. If you enjoy audiobooks at all, and you're like me and you want physical media, then you should grab it. If you hate physical media for some strange reason, and if you do, you're weird, then, yeah, of course, go ahead and grab the digital version, which is out there to purchase, and probably a little bit cheaper than the CDs just for that reason, because you're not getting something physical. But I prefer to have it in hand and be able to put it on the shelf next to the actual book itself, and that's just me. I'm old school. But it's worth having. It's worth the money. I only paid about $22 for it, I think. Well worth it. Well worth every penny. One of the best novelizations I've heard in a while. So, highly recommended. Go grab it. All right, and we're going to take a bit of a break here from Q-Who, like I said, for a week or so, maybe a couple of weeks, because I'm going to take a little vacation, and so a much deserved vacation, hopefully, for myself and my wife, and we are going to take a break and not have to worry about production for a while and recording podcasts and what have you. We need that breather, but we will be back here on Q-Who real soon with more reviews, more discussions. I hope you've enjoyed this one, and I hope you'll come back for the next one when it appears. And you all know the drill, of course. Until next time, please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.